Chapter 8, Session 633, January 17, 1973. Rob notes, tonight I asked Jane if Seth would deliver his promised letter for correspondence. Then moments later, Seth, good evening. Rob, good evening, Seth. Seth, now, we will begin with a letter. Dear friend, I appreciate your interest in my work and sessions. I am aware of your quite natural and human need to translate philosophy into daily life and action. The ideas, however, are tools given to you for your use in your own way. The more often you use these mental implements, the more proficient you become in developing and fulfilling your own unique gifts. There are those in your world to whom you can turn for help often. Friends, confidants, or doctors and psychologists and psychics, according to where you are. Any of these persons may be of assistance. While such help may be welcomed, the kind of value I offer is of a different nature. In larger terms, one of my most important messages is simply this. You are a multidimensional personality, and within you lies all the knowledge about yourself, your challenges and problems that you will ever need to know. Others can help you in their own way, and at certain levels of development, such help is necessary and good. But my mission is to remind you of the incredible power within your own being, and to encourage you to recognize and use it. To this end, through Rupert, I am producing the continuing body of the Seth materials and books, each in a different way geared to these goals. In my present book, The Nature of Personal Reality, a Seth book, I am including techniques that will allow you and thousands of others to use these ideas in normal daily living to enrich the life that you know and to help you understand and solve your problems. While it may not seem so at the present, the greatest gift I can give you is to reaffirm the integrity of your own being. I say this also because I am aware of your present status, even as other portions of your own entity are. Rupert has only so much time available, and much must be taken into consideration. I am personally aware of your letter. Rupert cannot answer all mail personally, however, or his work and mine could suffer. I am composing this note, therefore, to let you know that I hold you in my mind, and that energy is automatically sent out to you when your letter is received and when this reply is sent. The energy will help release your own understanding and healing abilities, or help you in whatever particular area help is required. Such energy is always available, whether you write to me or not. Such energy is constantly at your own command. If you believe me, then you will realize that others, at best, can only act as intermediaries, middlemen, and are in that respect not needed. For the energy is always available in your life. I simply give you that which is your own. Seth.